have aspirations to control society, if you have aspirations to have everything centralized under the control of the state, if you have aspirations for world domination, which a lot of these totalitarian movements all obviously have that too, you can't allow these little independent people running around having their own little miniature society in every house. The mother, the father, and their children that they raise together, that's a little society right there. And they don't really need the state very much. They can interact with the rest of society in a peaceful and productive manner, but they don't need the state in order to be sustained. The state cannot allow you to love your mom and dad more than you love the state. The state cannot allow mom and dad to be willing to die for their children. They can't allow that. Everybody's loyalty has to be first and foremost and really ultimately totally to the state. And this is also why these kind of totalitarian movements, they always go after the family. They also always go after the church, because the Christian church always says, you know, look, we'll pay our taxes and stuff, but you're not God, and we're not going along with your plan that you're God. So it's always the same two institutions, the church and the family, that socialism, everywhere it's been tried, and every other totalitarian movement you can think of, going all the way back to the French Revolution, they've always targeted the family and the church.